I didn't know who it was when I first found out about it. She just warned me that, hey, people are, because you're doing what you're doing, people are trying to come after you and hurt you. Because she didn't know it was Togweiler either. And so I finally found out last week that the co-worker of my girlfriend, who was approached at the Buckshot Caucus Suite at a jazz game. And that's when I knew that this was tied to the, what I'm doing politically. And so I went, you know, I did a Facebook Live last week and talked about it. And then literally right after I got done, I found out about this voicemail that Togweiler has left on the, I don't know if you've heard the voicemail
or
not.
Yeah, I have.
This voicemail,
I have. But, I've heard it, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, so he leaves this voicemail on the machine of the, of, you know, another Entrada employee who is really good friends with my girlfriend. We broke up for a little bit and got back together, and it was in that breakup period when he approached her. And so he leaves this message, and he says, you know, we had a trip planned. When we were broken up, we were still friends and on good terms, and we were going to go on this trip as friends. And so he reaches out to her, and he leaves on the voicemail, you know, I have a really good political or attorney friend who can get you $1 million if you don't go on the trip. So he was telling her, like, to change her behavior and to try to not go on this trip, because who would go on a trip with somebody that was sexually harassing them?
Uh-huh.
And so he's trying to manipulate and distort the facts. And so, anyway, so I come out with this voicemail, and, man, he's just going to town trying to release false statements about me. He released this false statement that I'm having, you know, I had an affair with this woman, which... if that's what you call having a girlfriend, you know, like, it's just crazy what he, the allegations he's throwing against me.
Dave, why do you, believe that Togweiler was looking at a way to get sexual harassment allegations being made against you? What led you to believe that that was his end game, or what leads you to believe that now?
Okay, well, the Buckshot Caucus Group, their whole purpose, their main purpose in life right now is to end the caucus convention system.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like one of the methods they're using to try to do it was they were trying to bankrupt the party so that they could start a new party without a state central committee, because the state central committee is the one litigating this fight against SB 54.
Mm-hmm.
So here I come and unwittingly pay off the debt, save the party. I didn't know anybody was trying to bankrupt the party when I got involved. So anyway, I fouled up all their plans, and Togweiler is like one of the kingpins in this effort to destroy the caucus system. And so I come in, get involved, and he left this voicemail for this woman at 8:02 a.m. on the second day of the legislative session. So he's literally at the Capitol getting ready for this vigorous day of legislative hearings and whatever else, and he's taking time out of his busy schedule to try to convince a woman who, in my company, who did not reach out to him. He reached out to her through this intermediary, trying to convince her to change her behavior and do things to manipulate the facts so that she can bring false sexual harassment allegations. So, I mean, it's just obvious why he was targeting me and why he was taking time out of his busy schedule that day, you know, to you know, try to bring this about.
When you heard the voicemail message, when did you hear it, Dave, and what was your reaction to it the first time you heard it?
It was the evening, last Thursday evening, and I when I heard the name Togweiler, because, you know, the person who told me about it didn't, you know, when my girlfriend told me about it, she didn't recognize the name, but as soon as I heard it, I knew exactly who it was, and I just was shocked, like, I could not believe my ears, and not only that, I mean, this guy... you can draw your own conclusions, but I don't find Togweiler to be a pinnacle of virtue, you know? And for him, as an attorney, to leave a message like that, I couldn't believe he was so stupid as to leave it and leave evidence of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Dave, in your heart, you honestly believe that Togweiler was leading a group or part of a group that was trying to dig up some dirt on you simply because you are trying to defend the caucus convention system.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt. I mean, listen to the audio file. Like, there's no doubt what he was doing. Like, he just happens to pick me, who's leading the effort to save the caucus convention system, and just happens to run into a woman, as he claims, that you know, needed some legal help. Like, it's just such garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, so, come on.
Yeah, and he's defending it, saying it was just a sincere effort to help out a woman who may have a sexual harassment case or know somebody who needs some help. You don't believe that.
Okay, so let's look at the mathematical probability of that being true. So there's 3 million people that live in the state of Utah. Half of those are men, 1.5 million. He happens to pick the one guy out of 1.5 million people that he is his biggest political foe, and that's the guy that he happens to be trying to help some woman make sexual harassment claims in the middle of his legislative session when that's not even the type of law he practices. Like, come on. Like, there's no other answer than the one that I'm explaining that's the reality of this.
All right, one more question, Dave. Are you doing this to try and drum up support to get those who honestly believe in the caucus convention system to their meetings tomorrow night? Are you just trying to generate some controversy, hopefully to get more people there tomorrow night?
You know, I want people to go to, I appreciate you mentioning it, telling people to go. I would say if I had any motive other than that this guy should be held accountable, it would be to just expose the kind of corruption that's going on with regard to Count My Vote and the kind of people that are behind this effort and movement. They are not what they purport to be. They are not trying to bring about a better political system. They are trying to seize control of Utah politics. And people should know. It's telling. The people that are behind this effort, if you see who they are and what they're doing, it's telling that Count My Vote isn't what it's cracked up to be.
All right, Dave, always good chatting with you. Thanks for a few minutes of your time.